It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
So Oscar Dowling first grabbed our attention as a singer and guitarist for the short-lived but incredibly exciting Newcomb Sun. Since their disbandment a couple of years back, he's been going it alone. He's got a new record, Free and Easy, out this Friday, which will be available, on the internet and through various physical mediums, which we'll get onto later in our chat. But Oscar joins us in studio to play some tunes. Oscar, good evening.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, mate. Good, mate.
Good.
So, you've got your jacuzzi in hand.
Yeah, the jacuzzi sitting on my knee.
I'd love it if we could start with a song.
Okay, sweet.
Oscar Dowling live in studio for Live and Direct. Oscar, what's the name of that track?
Fairweather Friend.
Fairweather Friend. Track five.
Track five.
Track five. Is it? Yeah.
Good. Yeah, nice.
Helps if you've got the track listing in front of you. Track five in your record, halfway through, 10 tracks. Yes, this new record, which will be out very soon, Free and Easy. How did that song come to be?
On the jacuzzi, yeah, like all my songs,
yes.
Actually, all of them are written on this bad boy.
Carina.
Yeah, it's like a $200 guitar. I just don't have a good amp, so I can't write on an electric guitar, which is pretty limiting. But
how do you think that affects things? You know, the fact that you go back to this old piece of equipment.
I don't know. I kind of like keep in mind how it will translate to. Like often I'll write a song which just sounds terrible on this guitar, but I know with once I have a real guitar in my hand, then it'll sound a little bit different. So I don't think it affects it too much.
you know.
Probably more than I know, actually. It probably affects it more than I know.
So things start off quite stripped back, but you perform live with a band that has had lots of different members over time. How do you flesh songs out?
I kind of don't. I just like, well, the first seven or so that were recorded, I just came to Will Wood and Stephen Hoff with the guitar part and just asked them to flesh it out. And they just did it. I don't know how they did it, but yeah, I kind of keep in mind bass and drums when I'm writing, but it's pretty hard for me to know what it's going to sound like, so it's often a bit of a surprise when it is fleshed out, you know.
Did you track this at the wine cellar where you work, or did you track it at your house?
I tracked this at Red Bull Studios.
Oh!
Yeah, Red Bull, Red Bull. Yeah, the guy, an engineer there, Ben Lawson. I was playing at my neighbour's wedding, and he was there. And then, like a year later, we bumped into each other on the street, and he was like, "Hey, come in, record a whole album." Actually, he was like, "Record an EP." I was like, "How about an album?" Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
They got nice couches there at Red Bull, don't they?
And heaps of Red Bull. So it was a pretty energetic experience. it was really, it was real cool to do it there, because I'd never experienced the super kind of professional studio environment.
It's very flash.
Very flash, yeah. And real, like, there's like a big glass thing and he's like doing a job that he's getting paid for. It's like pretty different to like, yeah.
I like it, you know, there used to be the Red Bull Sessions in the mid-noughties and they touched on a lot of important kind of alternative acts. And it feels like they're starting, Red Bull are definitely like dipping their toes back into pools that they'd left alone for a while.
Yeah. So, I heard about those live things, but I never actually saw any, but I don't know why they stopped them. It sounded cool.
There's it was a collab with BFM, I think. It was before my time.
Right.
Fuck, I was
they're way before my time there, right? Yeah.
So many good haircuts, that's for sure. I was wondering how did your taste build when it comes to music? Was your dad a big influence?
He was in the early days for sure. Yeah, like grew up on Bob Dylan and Neil Young and Van Morrison and stuff. And then got really into heavy metal when I was like,
did you know?
15.
What kind?
Like terrible, like Maiden, but more like terrible, like new metal, like Lamb of God, and
Bullet for Valentine.
No, not so much. Okay. Yeah, I kind of went like mainstream metal, and then like got into some like black metal and stuff, and then got really into folk after that, and then yeah, I sometimes think about where my influences and stuff, and reckon that there's a bit of metal in there, eh? You know, a bit of folk.
Well,
and then more recently, obviously, none of the above. A lot of Australian bands. One of my favourite bands right now is The Drones.
Yeah.
Oh, massive fan, eh? Big fan.
Their last record.
Fuck yeah.
It was one of the best of last year, hands down.
Totally,
like,
man. Yeah.
Just the way.
And the one before that was actually.
Okay.
Man, I See Seaweed. That was like.
All right.
Yeah.
I need to venture back. This is, yeah, something about that new one.
Really. Yeah,
like,
no,
like
it
the,
was.
The way that it was so gritty and gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How they've got mullets, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm into the mullet, eh?
Oh.
Big into rolling SL with mullet. Yeah. Oh. Epic mullet.
We're touching on some good points. Some good points. I think, you know, some good names being thrown about. Sans the bullet for my Valentine. But I definitely like, I understand the kind of the potential black metal influence there.
It's kind of creeping in, eh?
Yeah. Man Alone kind of thing. What was it like going from being the singer and guitarist in a four-piece band to just old mate by himself?
Well, they were happening at the same time. recorded the majority of this album while we were still playing
together.
So it's
been a while. Recording.
It's been ages, man. 2.5 years or something. When we were writing as New Gum San, I was writing a lot, and yeah, there were just a lot of songs that weren't fitting, and so I just realized that I needed to put them aside and make them a different project. And then when we split up, then that just became the main thing. But that's probably why it's taken so long, because it was always like always on the back foot. Kind of when I had time, I'd focus on this, and also. It's been a funny kind of journey with everybody coming through, like all the different people playing in this band with me, you know? It's like, it's never been a solid thing. Yeah. Will and Hoffa are overseas now, and yeah, sorry.
No. I was going to say, let's touch on maybe some of the people who came through and maybe reflect on the last couple of years after another track, eh?
Rest in peace, everybody.
come back.
Yeah, come back, Will and Hoof.
Come on.
Yeah, so they recorded it with me, well, most of it, and Mason recorded some with me when Will left. But now they both live, Hoof's married now, and Will's not married, but, you
just
know,
being a dude.
Yeah, being a dude.
In Europe.
Yeah, and then Mace played with me for ages, and he plays in like 10 bands.
Pixels, so, Nona Express.
Yeah. So then we got Emmeline. The current lineup is Emmeline and Perry. But Perry's moving, so it's all turning to shit again.
It's Perry of, oh goodness, how many bands is Perry in?
Yeah.
Guardian
yeah.
Singles, Exit to Grind.
Yeah.
Civil Union.
Civil Union, yeah.
Okay, let's hear another one. What's this track going to be?
I'll play the only like true blue love song on the album, which is also the only song on acoustic guitar on the album.
Who are you going to dedicate it to?
My girlfriend and my mum, but mainly my girlfriend. Yeah, just because my mum's listening, you know. All right, here it is. My love, don't unfolding red.
Oscar Dowling performing live in studio here for Live and Direct. Oscar, I heard a funny story about you the other day.
Is that right?
Yes. My girlfriend was walking past the alleyway next to Shanghai Lil's, where Shanghai Lil's has just moved under Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
And... that you know where this is going.
Yeah. Sounds dodgy, eh?
There, I saw you in an alleyway.
Yeah. There you were with your bandmates next to a very large poster of yourself. And I believe a photographer asked you to say strike a pose. said request was then repeated by 30 or so Auckland Girls Grammar students.
Is that right?
Who were walking past?
Yeah. I didn't even know that.
You were too busy in the zone.
Oh my god, you're
giving face.
Deep in the zone.
Serving
the
face.
Blue wave. You're talking about the blue wave.
Yeah, I'm talking about the blue wave.
Hijacked by the blue wave. Eh? That's crazy.
But I guess where I'm going with this is, you know, your face is now on very large billboards.
Yeah, that thing's pretty massive.
It's massive.
Yeah. It's a little bit embarrassing, actually.
And you essentially turned up on the biggest alternative music billboard there is, Pitchfork.
Yeah.
It must be very odd.
Yeah.
It hasn't seemed to change you.
Yeah, well, it'd be pretty weird if it did.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Well, less has changed some people, I must say. I mean, you were talking about reflecting back on, you know, it's been a couple of years in the making, this thing, and it seems to be working out not too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, it's had a long time to kind of get some weight behind it, I guess. But yeah, it's working. I don't know, you know, like,
well, it sounds good.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Yeah. I mean, if people want to listen to it, then meant, but you know,
yeah. but things must have been slowly growing over time, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And, Spunk's been good, and, Ruben Bonner, from Banished Music's been really helpful and stuff. But,
you went on tour with Aldous Harding.
Yeah.
Played some shows in Australia.
Just solo. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. They were okay. Yeah. Tour was fun with Aldous. That was great. Yeah, real good fun.
Pick up any tricks?
I learned how to play a game with sticks called Cub from Perry's parents, who are the best, by the way. Perry's parents in Christchurch.
Cub.
Yeah, do you know Cub?
I have no idea what Cub is.
Apparently it's like Viking chess, and it's great. You stand in a, it's like a lawn game.
Okay.
And you've got sticks, and you have other sticks, and you throw sticks at sticks, and it's real good, especially if Perry's dad's there with heaps of beer.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that was cool. That was the only trick I picked up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, can we talk about some of the people who've kind of come through your band? Stephen Hoof of Girls Pissing and Shab Orchestra, Will Wood, who one of the best drummers there
yeah,
is,
totally,
and a wicked solo Americana artist himself. But who else is? I mean, 9 or 10 or so have kind of gone through the group. Are you a horrible person? Is that why so many people are coming?
It's more that I've like, I mean, I am a horrible person, but I don't think that's the reason. It's more that I keep on having like fantastical ideas about, for one gig we had like 6 people, but I hadn't written anything for them to play, so it was just like, I kept on adding people and then taking people away, kind of thing. Because it's never been like a really serious live thing. We've never played that many gigs, so I've just asked a lot of people to play with me on one-off occasions, but then the core members like Will and Hoof, as you say, Will was one of the best drummers around, and they were both pretty incredible. To play with, we only practiced a few times before we recorded, and they like just, yeah, I didn't really expect the songs to sound like that they would, kind of thing, on the recordings. I had no idea what they were going to do to them, and then they just like knew exactly what everything needed, which was really cool.
Seasoned professionals.
Totally, man. Yeah. The Wrecking Crew. And Mace was totally amazing as well. Really great drummer. Really great. Yeah.
Where'd the title come from, Free and Easy?
It comes from
How I Live
track.
My Life, bro.
Oh, yeah, bro. Some Free and Easy, bro. That's from the third track, Sally Free and Easy, and which is not my own song. It's a cover. Well, kind of half a cover. It's the lyrics are a cover. Well, yeah. And then that's all the instrumentation's my own. Yeah, bit of a no-no. It's an old folk song.
I was going to say, how did it come about? So it's an old...
It's an old folk song, and I heard a guy play it once, and it like got stuck in my head for ages, and then put it on my own music.
So. Fair enough. No, we had James from Carbon Capsule.
Oh, yeah.
He's done that.
Oh, cool. Glad I'm not alone.
He took a Secret Knives track.
Oh, true.
And just like lopped it on the end of one of his songs. And who? King Gizzard. I was watching.
Oh, real.
I was watching a King Gizzard concert the other day, and yeah, they play some like shanty pirate song.
Right. That's kind of a shanty pirate song, actually, in itself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Were there any themes that kind of popped up? Yeah. What themes popped up? On listening back.
It's pretty melancholic, I'd say, the most of it.
You're a young man, shouldn't you be rooting and rooting and tooting?
Already did that. I did with that with New Game Sun. That was party band. That's why these songs didn't fit, maybe. On the whole, it's pretty kind of melancholic and kind of almost maybe a little bit self-indulgent, a little bit existential, you know?
Yeah. How has it been received in your closest circles? What's the best bit of feedback you've gotten?
Well,
I'm thinking mum's girlfriend.
Girlfriend likes it, which is cool, because we have pretty different music tastes on the whole, which is nice. Most of my friends actually really enjoy it, which is nice. And my family enjoys it. It's nice when you get to share it with those people, and it's like, and you can tell it's a genuine response. I think that's like been one of the nicest things about the whole thing, actually, you know. I don't know. I haven't showed that many people it, really. I like expect everyone to have already heard it just because it's been knocking around for so long.
It's been on Pitchfork.
Yeah. I expect everyone to have heard it. Yeah. If you haven't heard it, then. It's coming out on Friday. So. Buy it.
It is coming out on Friday. Where can we buy it? Because it's not coming out on LP, but it is coming out on cassette.
It's coming out on cassette and CD. Yeah, so I guess you can buy it from like record stores.
Or good record stores.
Yeah, or off the internet, or
at your show.
Come to the show. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Auckland date for Oscar's round of touring for this record is next Friday, the 21st, at Whammy Bar with the Pleasure Magenta, the Nine Eye Express, and the Echo O's. So your backing band are going to be warmed up well and ready for when you, Mason featuring in the Nine Eye Express. But Mason's not in your room.
Well, Emmeline.
What have you got cooking? Have you got something?
Well,
Emmeline's in the Echo O's.
So he'll be warmed up. And Perry will probably feature on one of the... No.
He's always...
He'll be working the bar, so he'll be warmed up as well.
He's always ready to go.
Yeah.
great lineup. How much on the door?
I'm not sure, actually. I think it's $10.
Oh, bargain.
Man.
Bloody bargain. Jesus. What are you going to take us out on, Oscar? Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, no worries. Thanks for having me. I'll finish on Ease My Passing, which is... It's released, actually. It's one of the singles.
Oh.
Cheers, everybody. And I remain
is projected. Synthetic woman, see that I maintain. Their feet are my remains. When I choke on my vomit in my sleep, and I pass away. Anything is my passing, I wouldn't put it past them.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!
The stone hard riffing machine that is Endless Boogie returned to New Zealand for one psyched out Auckland show April 23rd at the Tuning Fork, and we're giving you tickets.
Kiss did not bring their own kites. They were kiteless.
Playing psychedelic rock and roll that stretches every last second out to the edge of forever. Electric boogie locking groove so tight there's no escape. 95BFM's Dirtbag Radio presents Endless Boogie April 23rd at the Tuning Fork. Listen to BFM for your chance to win tickets.
Roger, roll is complete and pitch is programmed. You're good at 30 seconds to launch.
Blimey, I know I'm a lucky bugger escaping the mighty bonds of Earth's gravity, but I'm so blimmin' nervous. I've got squirts.
We read you loud and clear. Stand by for Mode 1, Charlie. You are go for staging.
Staging, yeah, I got you. Just give me a sec. I'm just cracking open some chippies and dip. Which one is staging?
Captain, this is Houston. Remain in your seat. 15 seconds to ignition.
Whoa, geez. Hey, does this thing... receive calls, or do listeners just have to, like, text in?
Inboard cutoff, we are go at 11. Captain, the shuttlecraft cannot function as a Saturday morning radio show.
Oh, well, that's... Oh, God, there's French onion everywhere!
Every fortnight on Saturday morning radio, we go interstellar with The Laws of Physics, Like It or Not, exploring the cosmos with the help of David Britton from Stardome. Spaced Out, every fortnight on Saturday morning radio. Thanks to Stardome, Auckland's very own Guardian of the Galaxy.
So Modern with Trans-Pacific Express, which was, I believe, taken from like a group of like a singles. I'm probably don't put me on a spike. It was taken from the Trans-Pacific Express EP that was released in 2013. Before that, Oscar Dowling with Live and Direct. You can check out video of that performance that should be up on the 95BFM Freak the Sheep Facebook page in a week or so, and check out all the other performances we've had. Video of that up at the 95BFM YouTube channel too. Coming up, Craig of Ark of Ascent will join us to introduce a new track from them, but in the meantime, here is Eyes No Eyes and then T-54.
I'm
Julie Kay by Christchurch three-piece T-54 from their 2011 record Drone Attacks. I was playing that at my work today, and one of the customers started air guitaring mid-store. So I was like, yep, bloody good, bloody good. Before that you heard Eyes No Eyes with their track on TV. You're listening to BFM Freak the Sheep.
Freak the Sheep.
All right. So Hamilton Heavyweight's Ark of Ascent have just released Realms of the Metaphysical, their first record in 5 years. To tell us more is the band's cornerstone, Craig Williamson, who joins us on the line. Good evening, Craig.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. Did I accidentally hang up on you by chance and you just called
me?
No. Oh, perfect.
Just went quiet, so it was all good.
I'm glad to have you on the line. So your first record in 5 years. Before we get to it, I was thinking, why don't we start with the age old question? You know, Ark of Ascent, you've got big riffs. You've got really big riffs. How do you know when you've cracked a good riff?
Lots of talking and throwing away lots of crap riffs, basically, in the practice room, yeah.
I guess the heads start nodding and you know you're onto something?
Record it and come back to it, you know, and listen to it and think about it some more, and is this working or not, you know?
Well, you've definitely found a few that do work. Can you talk to me about Realms of the Metaphysical? You've brought new people into the band for this record. How did you choose them, and why did you choose them?
Only one new guy, which was the drummer Mark. Matt was on the first album.
Oh, yep.
He wasn't on